Welcome back, everyone. We're in the last segment of The Prodigal Son and various other things here on The Gift of Grace. And we've been through what happened with the young son, the prodigal, the image of the father, the God the Father, and the image of the older brother who, although he represents Pharisee and legalism and all those things that as Christians we tend to say, it's legalism. He also is, you know, the father tells him that all I have is yours and you're here with me and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people are by no means rejected. They're right. The people that have stayed close.
You know, it makes you think a little bit that like someone who's been in the church all their life and they've never left the church.
Yes.
How does that person see the kingdom versus somebody who is wandered a little bit far, you know, wandered away? Somebody like myself who wandered away and has come back. And there's such a diverse perception of, you know, when you talk to people, because everybody's at a different spot.
Right.
And there can be such a diverse perception of experiences and what, you know, what my experience of God has been with, you know, what the person next to me, what their experience of God has been, what your experience of God has been. And as believers, I think it's important to share those experiences and respect those experiences because God's bigger than all of that.
Yes.
You know, and it's not for us to exclude somebody from the kingdom.
Right.
You know, it's not to say, well, no, you're out.
Yeah, you're out.
Yeah, because then we're being judged. Then we are being judged.
Very much anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, as we talked a little bit about the workers in the vineyard at the very end, you know, one of the workers comes and says, you know, that they bore the whole day's burden in the heat and, you know, the tenant says, my friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. You know, what if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do with my own money what I wish to do?
Yeah.
And in a way, that's what God really does with us with his grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta, if you think about, okay, look at the prophets of the Old Testament. They went before us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went well before us.
Mm-hmm.
The apostles in the time of Jesus, you know, they were all crucified or beheaded. Mm-hmm. You know, they died martyrs' deaths.
Yes.
If someone doesn't die a martyr's death, does that make them any less worthy to be in the kingdom of heaven? Mm-hmm. You know, those types of things. And even at the time that Christ returns, those are going to be the workers in the vineyard that have only been there for a few moments. So it's really, I want to say that it's a perspective that is, I think healthy to have, that this kingdom of God is much bigger than we are.
Yes.
And there's people from every walk, every race, every tribe and tongue.
Amen.
That are going to be in the kingdom.
Yes. And it's also, you also have to keep in mind the difference between law and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And that if there was not this overwhelming grace to cover everyone, we'd all be in trouble.
We'd all be out.
The older son would have been in trouble too.
Yeah.
The person who's working in the church from the time he's 18 till the time he's 80 would be in trouble too because somewhere along the line, he's going to sin. He's going to break rules. He's going to rebel in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are all covered by grace.
Right.
And even though, you know, the older boy doesn't quite grasp the grace that the father has for the prodigal and doesn't want him to have any of this reward because of the things he's done, you know, he has to realize that he also is covered by that grace.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I always like to think of it in terms of the, you know, 28 billion years from now. You know, the guy who's following the rules and the guy who was rebelling are both in heaven and they're just happy and doing the stuff there and singing and praising
the Lord.
20%. Yeah, living in a nice mansion.
Yeah.
The older one's not going, why is this guy here
mm-hmm.
like he was when he was on Earth?
Right.
So I think this has been a great couple of sessions on the prodigal son. It's a terrific mm-hmm. amount of information in this parable. And we're going to be back with you in 2 weeks. And we'll have another teaching for you and another interesting discussion. So until then, have a good evening and have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Bye. Moses, righteousness being restored.